ironically, as chance would have it, I was driving towards Mallacoota on Friday, and the wind got up, and there were a few trees coming down. And I must say, the resilience and the resourcefulness of the local community was extraordinary. We had people, you know, obviously local farming community, I would have thought, had chainsaws on board and actually cleared the highway a couple of times as we were going through, even ahead of the emergency services. So hats off to the people who did that for the rest of the travelling public. But I think it just demonstrated, as we saw in June and then again last Friday, that the amount of vegetation on the side of the highway is a big issue for us. And in those areas, particularly where there's been fire damage in the past, we've had the heads of trees falling on the roads, and the conditions were quite dangerous at times. So I'm not surprised that emergency services ended up closing the road for several hours on Friday.
It wasn't as bad as June or July. I think it was, as you said, just a couple of hours, not several days. So very lucky this time around.
I think there's two things there, Celine. The conditions probably weren't quite as extreme, but also there's been some great work done by the authorities in the last couple of months in clearing several thousand trees in any case. So some work has already taken place.
All right. Where have those trees been cleared, and what's been the process for this?
What happened was Tim Bull and myself formed the working group. I think we had our first meeting about 2.5 months ago, and all the key agencies were there, from the Department of Sustainability, Vic Roads, the police, road transport users, Parks Victoria. So the main agencies were there, along with East Gippsland Shire. And now we've got Vic Roads coming back with a draft management plan, which will be considered in about 10 days' time, which looks at the areas of risk, from low risk through to high risk. So that's the planning process that we're going through at the moment. But ahead of that, Vic Roads has been able to go through in the initial stages and do some work in the last couple of months on areas that were clearly a major risk. So that work has already started. And you can go through sections east of Orbost where you can see the clearing work that's been undertaken. It's improved the sight lines a bit as well for drivers. You actually can see further up the road. We believe, actually, too, that removing some of the vegetation will improve the condition of the road surface. It won't be as wet at times. We're hoping that'll let the road dry out quicker as well. So there's a whole range of things that are going to benefit from just removing some of that vegetation and providing a clearer passage.
Okay, where have you seen the vegetation removed for some of us who haven't been up that way for a while?
Well, primarily east of Orbost. As you go from Orbost through to Cairn River, has been the focus of attention, and that's, I think that's where some really good work has been done. The risk, I suppose, is many folds. So there's also, you know, the concern about run off the road accidents, which we had a lot of in that section of roads, one of the highest accident rated areas in Victoria in terms of fatalities and serious injuries. So this process of removing the vegetation in the dangerous areas is not the only thing we're looking to do in terms of the safety improvements of Princess Highway. I think there's some major work required in terms of the shoulder works, improved roadside barriers, better rest areas. It's a major initiative that's required. I think it's going to take us more than 10 years probably to get it all done, but I think it's something we need to start working on. And, you know, it's disappointing for me that we don't get funding from the federal government at this stage for the Princes Highway east of Sale. That's something I've been working on and I'm going to continue to work on, because at the moment the state government is carrying the whole load.
Let's go back to this draft management plan that you said might be out in a couple of weeks. How difficult was it to put that plan together, given that in the past, in our inquiries about roadside vegetation, that agencies weren't clear on what their responsibilities were in addressing that vegetation? So has that come up as part of the discussions of the working group as to who is doing what? Because in our inquiries, as I said, they were never really clear.
Absolutely, and that is a critical issue. We've got, and that's why we had to get all the key agencies and we got the regional managers in the room at the same time with the Parliamentary Secretary for Roads for Victoria, and made it clear that this was a priority for them to figure this out and how we can go forward from where we are now. So that's why we needed the DSC there, we needed Parks Vic and the Shire and Vic Roads and Police. They all had to be in the same room and understanding that this was a key priority in terms of safety, to actually come up with a plan now about how we're going to address this vegetation issue. Because the highway itself goes through areas of multiple jurisdiction, where you have some sections where it's National Park, other areas where it's clearly Vic Roads and Shire's responsibility. So a whole range of agencies need to be part of the discussion, and that's why there's a draft plan coming back to the working group next week, and that once that's being considered and any changes made there, they'll be made available for other people to have a look at it, and then we'll go forward with, you know, exactly how we're going to get the funding. We haven't got the money right now to do all the work that I think is going to be required.
But it's important. How much money is it costing so far?
Well, so the Victorian government announced $3 million for road safety upgrades on the Princes Highway East only a matter of 6 or 8 weeks ago. So some of that is coming from existing budgets. But simply the pool of money available from just one level of government isn't going to be enough to do the work that's required to improve the safety of that road. And the working group, in very initial discussions, made it clear that this was about addressing the safety issues as an absolute priority, that human life and safety was the priority. But, of course, when you've got sections of road alongside the national park, you need to consider the environmental issues. And it's not there's no prospect at all of clear-felling large swathes of bushland along that section of road, because some parts of the terrain there you simply couldn't do it. But it's about minimising the impact of future storm events. When we have major wind events like we've had, when you've got heads of trees falling across the road and threatening lives, and on Friday I saw one vehicle had suffered some damage to the rear of the vehicle, and luckily the passengers on board were all safe. But what price do we put on human life? And that incident in June when the large tree fell across a truck up at the top of Drummers there between Orbost and Cairn River, what if that had been a V-line bus? What if we had lost lives because of trees falling across a bus? Now, we need to consider the issues very seriously about what the safety risks are, and that's what Vic Road is doing, and that's what we're doing as part of this working group. And I fully appreciate the environmental considerations, but I've got no qualms at all in saying I place human life ahead of whether or not the long-footed potoroo is going to survive in a certain area.